Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, it's a P1 squirt, but I'm not going to make it official like that right now.
Right.
I don't feel the need. I don't know why.
All right.
I don't know why. And and this would also be one of those times when I would probably hit one of those warning deals. But then somebody told me the other day that the minute that they hear that, they take me at my word, and they shield their child from, you know, whatever's happening on the radio. And I went, well, give it a chance.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing that anymore either.
Okay.
You can't afford to lose any more listeners.
No.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Tell a friend.
All of you.
So.
We do edgy stuff like this.
So she's getting married. I'll just read the email straight out. My boyfriend has a 15-year-old son from his first marriage. He's 43. I'm 26. We've been together for almost 8 months. We're talking about getting engaged. We even moved in together over 3 months ago. My boyfriend is clueless when it comes to social media and the different dangerous websites that kids could be checking out. After his son leaves, I always make sure to check the history on our computer. She's jumping straight into the mom role. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
After his son leaves, I always make sure to check the history on our computer. I've noticed that his son clears the history every time he's at our place. Last weekend, the Wi-Fi was down, so he asked to use his dad's iPad because it has 3G. Just 3G.
Just part 3, right?
What? Part of town do you live?
Bunch of hillbillies.
Jeez. God. When he left to go back to his mom's house, I looked at the history and I saw that he didn't erase what he was looking at. What I saw disturbed me. And this is why I need your help.
Here we go.
His son was looking at the porn.
Oh, Lord.
That happens. Okay.
Sure. Fitting. Sure.
It's not a good thing, but it happens.
As, yeah. as your buddy Australian Paul might say, fitting.
Fitting?
He's fitting. He was looking at a particular category.
Okay.
Has a particular interest in the particular category. So, Kayla, let me ask you a question. It's not about that. I'm just...
Okay.
This is a particular comedic tool that I need your help with. So, when our... Let's call her Jessica Lombardo.
All right.
When Jessica Lombardo marries her boyfriend, she becomes the 15-year-old's...
Stepmom.
And that may be the category that he's really interested
in. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, no.
So she's like, I was freaking out. I don't know what to do. Do I tell his dad? Do I tell his mom? Stay away from the mom. Can I just jump in and say that? Well, I kind of already did.
Yeah, stay away.
Stay
don't
away
from
the,
say anything.
Yeah, I don't know the mom.
She should never speak to the mom, ever.
Not until she's the wife.
No, never even yeah. then. It's none of your business. Stay out of
I
that.
I don't know. Like, because then the mom, like, can you imagine?
No.
Because she already, her ex-husband's hot for this woman, and now her son is too.
Yeah,
you
no.
Can't.
Stay out of the, you, honestly, I'm not kidding you. She should never speak to the mom.
Oh,
under
yeah.
any circumstance.
Agreed.
She has no reason to speak to the mom, ever. The 26-year-old hot new young wife, ever should she speak to the mom? Never, ever. Have I made myself clear?
Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm like, you're really hammering this point home. She goes, do I confront him, the kid? Is this normal? I've noticed at the pool this summer, he was staring at me in my bikini.
Oh,
but
God.
I blew that
oh,
off.
No. Now
I'm wondering if he has some kind of crush on me. Or worse, is he thinking about me with dirty thoughts? You mean like your 40-year-old future husband?
I...
Oh, wow.
years. Maybe somebody else has gone through this. I have no idea what to do. For me, this is super cut and dried, but I don't know.
What would you do?
Well, let's give them a shot.
Okay.
Right? I don't want to blow this whole thing up right now. 702-364-9898. For me, there's only one answer, but I don't know. There may be other ways through.
Okay.
What do you do? Do you shut, or is the answer shut up? Because all this is going to do is create, think before you jump to, because I had, you know, I said there's only one way through for me. But then now I've thought about it twice, and my way, I don't know if that's the good way either.
Oh, I know exactly what I would do if I were her.
There's a lot of, but now think about the fallout from your actions. Whatever you do, whoever you decide to talk to about this, think about what that fallout becomes.
Okay.
And that relationship moving forward.
This is hard. This is a really hard one.
702-364-9898. What do you do? What do you do? Call us now. We would love to hear what you think.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not lying. This is a tough one. And there are so many descriptive words that I would like to use for how difficult of a situation this is.
Yeah.
And none of them seem appropriate. Nope. They all seem like it'll make it worse.
Tread lightly.
Funny. Right? Words like sticky. I can't, I'm like, this situation, well, I can't say that.
Nope. No. Can't say it.
So she's 26. She's marrying a guy who's 43. He has a 15-year-old son from the first marriage. She's checking through the history on the, I don't know why she's so uptight, but whatever. She's checking through the history on the computers all the time after the 15-year-old. Here's my first thought. With love and with respect, jump out of the idea that you're going to be parenting this kid. You know what I mean? Like, you've got a responsibility as an adult, but
you're only 9 years older. You're more like a... You're like an older sister.
Yeah, it does feel like she's kind of overstepping right now.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But she's setting herself up to overstep. She hasn't yet overstepped.
I agree.
We don't know the full story, but it doesn't appear that she's overstepped.
Right.
Other than, I've been going through and checking the history on the computer because his father is clueless about social media and dangerous websites. Dangerous websites at 11. That's right. What they do on the news shows. So, she found out that he's watching the porn, and he's 15 and whatever. But he really digs the stepmom stuff, and she caught him. She made note of it that they were laying out by the pool, and she caught him staring. Well. He's 15.
But it's awkward. Like, did she then, like, throw a towel over herself? Like, don't look at me.
We don't know that. But I don't think that even matters. That it's just that she caught him looking. And that so she felt that there was something there. Mm-hmm. And now she doesn't know what to do. Now, the number one answer and the first thing that popped into my head. Uber RJ from Hendertucky, what do you do?
First, I got to give a shout out to Kayla Hee-wee.
Okay. We don't have time for all that. What do you do?
Okay, what I would do, she needs to talk to her dude, and dude needs to tell his son, hey, I got her first, buddy. Sorry.
Oh, God. The problem is, okay, that was immediately what I thought. She's tell the stepdad, let stepdad handle it. You have now ruined that relationship.
With his son?
The stepdad can't let on, or the dad, sorry.
Yeah, his dad.
The dad cannot let on that the future stepmom knows.
Yeah, he had to find it himself. He could not, he can't go, hey, my girlfriend found this. He can't say that.
Yeah, if you're having a conversation at all.
Yeah.
Now here's my question. Actually, you know what? Bring in Comic Book Chris. The only, you know what?
Wow.
Here's a guy from the past, by the way. Who, as of now, is still, and the queen of the first pick, the only two that have their own walk-up music. This has been Comic Book Chris's walk-up music since back in the day, since this song was current. So, here's my real question, Comic Book Chris. Do you have a talk at all with this kid?
you absolutely have a talk with the kid, especially as a dad. I mean, okay, you make a valid point that you don't want it to be like, okay, my future wife or my girlfriend found this, but she does bring it to the dad, and I'm kind of flip-flopping a little. She brings it to the dad, and he has a sit-down talk with him. But let me play devil's advocate. Let's say he was looking at something else, like maybe shooting up schools and stuff like that. Didn't you say something, or did you not say
something? Yes, no, of course. That's way different.
Yeah, that's different.
That's way different. But okay, let me ask where I thought you were going. What if he's just looking at other porn? Did you have the,
right.
Are you still alarmed?
Not as alarmed as the category that he's looking at.
Right.
And I'm not going to say that I've seen that category, or maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but
yes, you got a kid
looking at stuff like that, and you got a hot girlfriend, and she's about to be your wife. What's going to happen when you have to work late one night, and he's like, oh, here's my opportunity.
He's 15.
In 3 years, though, when he's young, strapping, and a star on the high school football team.
Well, then hands off.
Yeah, you
still
can't.
Off.
She can't.
Can't do that.
Of course not. There's a lot of people involved here.
That's why you've got to nip it in the bud. That's I'm agreeing with you.
You do have to nip it in the bud.
If you do that, he's just going to get sneakier about it.
Thank you, buddy.
Like you, that it's not going to solve anything by having the dad confront him because he's going to go, oh, well, now I can only do it at mom's house. Now I can only look up this at mom's house.
He's still going to do it. He's still going to do it.
The dad needs to be aware. Now, what she should do is confront him. And as she's speaking to him, she should remove her glasses seductively and nibble on the ear piercing.
No, no. Oh, my God, no.
I was concerned with what you might do.
That was mild. Give me some credit.
I'm aware.
Okay.
That's why I was concerned with where this would go in your hands, so to speak.
I think that she cannot say anything at all. Because then how do you explain, like, oh, yeah, I've been searching his history every time he comes to the house. Like, you have to fully explain everything. Like, how did you know to look on the iPad?
Yeah. How do we know that the future husband knows that she goes through and checks the history?
Well, you're not going to do that. You're not going to tell him that. You're going to say, hey, I was on the computer and I typed in and stepmom came up. You can't ignore it and think it's going to go away.
I don't know.
You find meth in Jimmy's drawer, you're going to do something about
different.
It.
Different.
Different. Big deal. You find a candy wrapper in his bedroom.
It's a natural
bedroom.
Thing,
you
Spence.
Freak out?
I'm fully for this. I got no problem with it. I'm just saying, she's 26 and they're in the same house. You have to say something. You can't just let it.
It's all dudes here, too, which weirds me out. It's all dudes on the phone. I want a woman's perspective on this. Lil Jazz, you got a 10-year-old?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so what's going through your head?
I'm hearing what Kayla's saying. But at the same time, I mean, if he's already showing signals that make her feel a little uncomfortable, because you mentioned something about a swimsuit, right?
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah. If
literally
he's already,
30 seconds here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and talk to the dad.
No. I don't care about it. Yeah. Yes. Do talk to the dad?
Yeah. Talk to the dad. You got it. Talk to the dad.
Yeah, you have to. You can't let this go. Why
I
not?
See. What you do is you stage the whole thing and you have dad discover it so you don't have any ties to it at all.
You can make it all. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It concerns me that you want to dump lies into the, you know what I mean?
But she can't. You can't just let this go, especially in the way the world is today.
He can't.
What's he going to do? Thinking it's okay to objectify his stepmom.
You know what? Let's come back around to this in a minute. I don't think we're done with this. I really want to hear a woman's perspective on this because Kayla and I both say, let this go. Just let it go. It's fine. No harm, no foul. Let him do. What's he going to do?
It's a phase.
What is he going to do other than just live out his fantasies? Whatever. And you think that's going to go away? You're going to have a talk with him? Now, Jimmy, you stop looking at that and thinking about her in this fashion. And then and he's going to go, okay, Dad. And he's just going to... Perhaps...
Wake me up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, so this is interesting. And we've gone round and round and round about this. So Marcy is her name. She's 26. She's marrying a guy who's 43. 43-year-old dude's got a 15-year-old son from a previous marriage. Marcy has a thing. I just thought this was interesting at first. And I know you're listening, Marcy, and that's cool. I gotta say what I think. you might be a little uptight on this whole checking the history on the computers thing.
Yes.
And you might be jumping a little too quick into the I'm this kid's mom thing. But okay, you're playing the role and that's good. But through her search, she finds out that young man has been watching the porn. And who is she going to be to him once they get married?
She's going to be his stepmom.
Yeah, he likes those ones.
Yeah.
He likes that. And now Marcy's freaked out and doesn't know what to do. Spence says immediately you need to talk to the stepdad, or the dad.
And make sure there's not an issue. If they're going to live together in the same house and she's going to be the stepmom, you've got to make sure that...
The airing of it, you know, like getting it out there in the open. But here's the thing. I feel like it's a 15-year-old kid. If you put it out there, he's just going to get sneakier about it.
He's not stopping.
No, I don't think he's going to stop, but I think it's appropriate to set boundaries and go understand. And maybe he will be sneaky. You still got to address it.
He used words like appropriate and set boundaries, and you can't argue with that. It's hard to argue with that because that's straight out of parenting 101.
And I've had a teenage son, so I'm aware of the sneakiness. Trust me. I know.
Okay,
I know
let's roll. Okay, but let's role play this. So you be the dad, I'll be the son.
Okay, I'm the dad?
Yeah, you're the dad.
Son, I've discovered in a search of my computer, my iPad, that you have been looking at adult features. And
no.
Son,
I know what happened.
I know
what?
I know what happened, and I'm not concerned so much about the choice of movies. You're a young, strapping fine lad, but I'm more concerned about your soon-to-be stepmother and its effect on her.
Tell her not to watch them.
Son, that's not funny. specifically,
what do you mean, effect on her?
She does not, son, need you ogling over her. She is
I don't even look at her. That's stupid.
She said you look... Oh, I just ruined it right there.
And she said...
Yeah,
see, this is what I'm saying.
She said...
No, this is what I'm saying. It's a mess.
You have to, like, then turn the whole thing and go, I've noticed you've been... Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you have to do that.
No, why you... What? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
So then you step in and you say, well, okay, maybe you're not, but I just wanted to clarify that...
It's inappropriate.
Why are you being so weird then? Why are you being weird about it? I didn't do it.
Then you stand up and say, I need you to shut your mouth.
I hate you.
Good, get
out. But that's the
thing. No one ever does that. No one does that anymore.
But how do you then prove that that was him looking it up? That's all. You have no proof other than, he used the iPad. So that could easily be someone else using it.
Like who? Like somebody broke into the house?
No.
I mean, that...
But he could... But the thing is, if you're having the conversation with the son, he could try to spin it and go, well, it's your girlfriend.
Remember, you're in charge. You're the parent. This isn't court.
Right.
Sit your butt down.
Not a court of law.
Keep your mouth shut and open your ears.
Yeah. It's not a court of law. It's not a court of law, and it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. So the whole that it wasn't me, you know, the it wasn't me defense, I don't know. But what I'm saying is that's great. We have all these talks all day long. It's not stopping it. I don't think. I'm trying to think if I was 15.
Everyone wants what they can't have. You tell a kid he can't have that, what is he going to do? He's going to want more of it.
Treya in Northtown, thoughts?
Hey. She already messed up because she should have said something in the beginning. You have to say something because what if something comes up later and then you're sitting there like, I knew that 4 months ago. Like, are you kidding me?
Like what?
So he's probably going to be upset.
Okay, here's two things. So number one, if you look like you're paranoid, he's staring at me. Well, you're hot and you're wearing a bikini. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
and then
that part.
and then what's going to come up later? What is going to happen later?
He could get into a worse porn. Maybe he could get into a different website that's more dangerous. He could get caught at school watching porn on his cell phone and then get in trouble. Like,
I don't think
it's endless what could happen. So she does know to say something.
So you see the issue is that he's looking at porn. See, Marcy is worried. Marcy is worried that this guy is watching, you know, that he's got a thing for her.
I mean, he might, but I mean, it doesn't seem dangerous to me, but that might be natural. I mean, that's kind of what happens when daddy brings home a hot girlfriend, right? So she's a boy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is she supposed to do?
She needs to talk to him and just let him know. And be prepared that he might be a little upset, because why are you like going behind my son? Like, what is making you suspicious to begin with? And why didn't you tell me back then when you were first suspicious? Like, she needs to let him be the dad and step back.
All right. Thank you, Drea. Danielle, what do you think?
Hi. Hey. I think that the mom should just play it cool. I think it's okay. You know, he's a 15-year-old boy. How many other 15-year-old boys are looking at porn? And maybe it's not just, you know, stepmom porn. Maybe that just that day. He felt like that day, you know.
That's true. I like and how you lower your voice when you say it.
You know,
maybe it was just that day.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, she should just play it cool, you know, be respectful and cover yourself up if you feel he's looking at you. Yeah, you are 26. No, you're a hot mom, and just play it off. And, you know, hopefully he'll stay in his place, you know, and know where he stands with you, which is nowhere. So hopefully she figures it out. She shouldn't run her mind too much over something that, you know, you can't control. He's 15 years old. He's growing into himself.
Yeah, be careful how you're hugging this kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't hug this kid.
Now you can't hug this kid.
You can't hug this kid. Nope. By the way, there is a listener who would like to remain nameless who has lived this. We will talk to her right after we talk to Patty. And your thoughts on this, Patty, in the Northwest?
To piggyback off of the previous call, he's 15. You're 26 and decided to be with a 41-year-old man with a teenager. What do you think was going to happen? Yeah, he's going to look. He's 15. Now, she should just tell him right then and there, like, what are you doing? Look at him crazy. What you doing? Nope, that's not what's happening. But you can't be surprised by any of that. You're 26. You obviously have a nice enough body to be in a bikini. Why would you think a 15-year-old boy that's not related to you would be looking at you? Yeah, he's going to look at you. Duh.
Nice work, Patty. Nice work, Patty. That's a great call. All right, so Jessica Lombardo, if that is your real name, it's not. you've lived this.
I have. It is not fun. Not fun whatsoever. My now husband was 36. I was 23, and his son was 13. We had just recently started dating, and he came to live with us. Now, she's in a situation where she doesn't have to be mom because there is a mom. Now, in my situation, mom was out of state, so I became, you know, I had to play that role. So, like Spence said, like boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. And it was actually, like, I didn't notice it. My husband, or back then boyfriend, noticed it, and he was like, ha-ha, he has a crush on you. I was like, what do you mean, ha-ha? Like, that's not funny. And he had a heyday with it, but it's one of those things where, like, you have to put up your own boundaries and, like, no, you're not going to have a conversation with the kid about it. How awkward is that? Like, no, I'm not going to sit down and be like, hey, do you have a thing for me? And not only that, but you don't know if this kid has, like, had a thing for stepmoms way before you came into the picture.
Yeah.
You don't know. But, like, you can't, no, you're not going to sit down and have a conversation with him and that, like, you're ruining anything. This could just be a stage, and it'll go away. And as soon as you start to be that parent or whatever, they're going to, like, that's not something that they're going to enjoy anymore. And, well, at least mine didn't. It's horrible and it's awkward, but it's not a conversation that you sit down and have between each other.
Yeah, because no good comes of it.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. And then, like, 20 years down the road, that's like a mortifying story of like, hey, remember when your dad and I first started dating and you had a crush on me? Like, no.
No,
we're not talking about this.
That's exactly when you pull it out at Thanksgiving when his kid starts acting up and you go, oh, you don't remember?
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, you don't remember?
No, trust me, as a teenager, you're going to have plenty of other stories to do that with, but not this one. No, you don't talk about it.
And by the
you
way,
just find boundaries. Oh, and you definitely are not going swimming with that child. Like, are you kidding me?
Right, right.
Do not do that. Like, you are setting yourself up for failure and awkwardness all the way around. Like, be appropriate, be the mom, be there. But, like, cover yourself up.
And like we said to Marcy earlier, congratulations on being hot.
Yeah, like, definitely, like, good job for being there.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to put up boundaries.
Oh, you missed the whole thing. We were paying you a compliment. Congratulations on being hot.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, because they, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not, you know, it's not just because you're there. You obviously have some redeeming qualities, obviously. All right, we got to go. Have a great day.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.